Hi, my name is Richard Acevedo Jr., and I identify as a Puerto Rican American. So I started taking photographs of just my neighborhood, essentially, and nighttime during COVID, primarily because everything is closed. And the main place that I found myself going to was go down the block to my bodega and just buy regular sandwiches and things like that. And I personally happen to live in a neighborhood where I have friends all over, so we would essentially just meet up. And then what that branched out to was I was just walking around one night, and the luminescence of these bodegas at night are just so attractive and alluring compared to everything that's around it that's completely shut down. It was like a safe haven in my mind. So I just documented it and I edited it in like a specific way to make like everything seem very dark around it and kind of like emphasize that feeling I had. It just really struck me. And then I kind of just continued doing that. And I'm just happy enough that people resonate with it. Cause to me, it's a very big communal spot in terms of like where we live. I've recently only moved to the Bronx. Granted, I went to college here. I technically was born here, but I wasn't raised here. Now that I actually live here and, you know, being a part of this community and having numerous friends all over, it's very interesting to see the perspective of the Bronx itself from people outside. So let's say Manhattan, Queens, or Staten Island, or Brooklyn, or whatever the case may be. Like a lot of people just don't travel there or like cone, unless you're going to Yankee Stadium or like the Bronx Zoo. But I feel like the residents of the Bronx, especially like my friends and like just the overall people that I've met, are very proud to be from this borough. And when I come around here and I walk around, I definitely do like to take note of that and like to document it because I don't feel like enough people document it alone and then documenting it in an artistic standpoint.